أنتم مع SBS عربي 24. استمعوا إلى آخر إصداراتنا بودكاست الهوية.
من المعروف والشائع أن أبناء الجالية اللبنانية هم من أكثر المنخرطين في أعمال البناء والمقاولات في أستراليا، ولكن أن نرى فتاة لبنانية محجبة تعمل في هذا المجال فهذا أمر غير مألوف أبداً. هنا قدوح منصور هي شابة لبنانية قررت أن تخوض تجربة فريدة من نوعها ومختلفة عن بيئة عائلتها وعن بقية الاختصاصات التي درستها أخواتها، وبعد إكمالها الصف الثاني عشر وإجراء بحث معمق وجدت أن اختصاص إدارة أعمال البناء يناسبها ويناسب شخصيتها.
Basically, when I was in year 12 and having to choose which degree I wanted to enter, I sort of was asking people around me and I spoke with my then partner and he was studying engineering and as well my brother-in-law did construction management. So it's not something that my family actually do and all my sisters studied something different and I wanted to enter into something different and unique. So after many hours of research, I decided that construction management suited me and it suited my personality and I definitely wanted to do something different from everyone else and I was up for the challenge basically.
وما شجع هنا على هذا القرار أنها نشأت وترعرعت في منطقة ذات أغلبية مسلمة حيث تعمل السيدات المحجبات في مختلف المجالات، وحتى لو اعترضتها أي مشاكل فهي قادرة على مواجهة بشخصيتها القوية.
Growing up in the area where there's so many Muslim and Arab women doing all sorts of jobs, I just have never seen anything different to that. So I've always seen Muslim hijabi women doing everything that they want to do. And I guess I didn't think too much about it. And I know that if there was going to be any issue, that I could get past it, because I know I'm a resilient person.
وترى هنا أنه على الرغم من أن عمال البناء غير معتادين على رؤية فتاة محجبة تعمل معهم في هذه البيئة الذكورية القاسية، إلا أن وجودها أفضى واقعا جديدا من الاحترام للتأكد أنها مرتاحة بينهم.
If people see me on site as a hijabi lady, you'd be surprised because a lot of Muslim men work in construction. So I get a lot of assalamu alaikum, hi sister. Honestly, most times it was very respectful. Just everyone making sure obviously I'm comfortable on site as well. But yeah, I've never gotten any bad experiences. Most people are very nice, very respectful, and almost look after me like I'm their sister.
وتؤكد هنا أن ارتداءها الحجاب في هذا الوسط كان ذو تأثير إيجابي لا سلبي، حيث تعلم العمال عادات كثيرة مثل عدم لمسها، وكانت نظرات الاستغراب فقط لمجرد كونها الأنثى الوحيدة في الموقع.
I don't think anything has been negatively impacted because of my hijab. If anything, it's positively impacted because men know not to touch me and, you know, they kind of respect me because they know I'm a Muslim woman and it's only brought positives in my opinion. If anyone gives me any sort of look, it's probably, like I said, because there's no women on site in general.
ومن المثير للاهتمام أن وجود هنا في هذه البيئة فرض على العمال تغيير البعض من تصرفاتهم أيضاً، فكانوا يتجنبون السباب والشتائم كما حدث في إحدى المرات عندما كانت مرة وهم يتجادلون فيما بينهم.
One particular time, I was walking around on site taking my progress photos and a few subbies were playfully arguing with each other and swearing at each other. And the second I turned the corner, one of them told the other one, like, hey, stop, like, be quiet. And then they were looking at me. And then I just smiled at them and they smiled at me. That's mainly what happens. Most times they'll adjust their speech to make sure that they're speaking respectfully when I come past.
ولم يتوقف الأمر هنا، فالعمال لم يمانعوا أيضا أن تؤدي هنا شعائرها الدينية أثناء العمل، فكان يتم سؤالها دائما في أي موقع إذا ما كانت تريد غرفة خاصة لأداء الصلاة أو إذا ما كانت لا تمانع المصافحة باليد، وحتى خلال شهر رمضان المبارك كان يسمح لها بالمغادرة باكرا كي لا تتأخر على وجبة الإفطار.
So when I first started at my work, they asked, you know, if I don't mind shaking hands or if I need a place to pray and what times they expect me to go pray. And that happened on every single job site I went to as well. So even my most recent job site, they asked, do you need help securing a room to pray? Have you spoken to anyone about where you're going to pray? And they always are very, very helpful. And in Ramadan, sometimes I will just finish work early to go home and have dinner on time. And that happens on multiple job sites. And I think they're just very accommodating to anyone's religion. I think construction as a whole is making a positive shift in the sense that everyone wants to be inclusive and everyone wants all of their workers to be in a comfortable working setting.
وحتى خلال فترة عيد الميلاد فقد تعلم العمال نوعية الهدايا التي يمكن أن تتقبلها هنا بعد أن تم إهداؤها النبيذ عدة مرات والتي لا يمكنها أن تقبله كونها مسلمة.
A few times they've accidentally gifted me wine because they genuinely don't know that I don't drink. So I've gotten wine a few times, but most recently they've been starting to give me chocolate just so that I'm not excluded at Christmas time, which is very nice of them.
تحظى هنا بدعم كبير من عائلتها وزوجها الذي يعمل في نفس المجال ويقدم لها النصائح دائما، ولكنها تواجه أيضا بعض الأشخاص ذوي العقلية الذكورية التي لا يمكنها تقبل عمل الفتاة في هذه القطاعات.
My family is pretty open-minded and my husband is extremely supportive. And he, since he's in the industry as well, he can give me some tips and pointers and really looks out for me and he's very proud of me and the work that I do. And my family as well are very proud of the work that I do. And just recently I was speaking with a friend who was going to get to know someone. He basically was saying, I'm so glad you don't work in construction like some girls. And he was a Muslim Arab man. And he's saying, I prefer you do something for a woman, which I think, yeah, is a very old school mentality. And they just don't realize that if they're the ones who's working on site and making it a place for women not to work, then they're the problem. Because a woman should be able to work in any job and feel comfortable and feel safe and feel respected.
وقد تعلمت هنا من تحديات العمل في هذا المجال بناء الثقة لتقبل الطبيعة الذكورية للرجال التي قد تكون صارمة وعدوانية أحيانا وكيفية التعامل معها لكي تفرض احترامها على الجميع.
The main struggles I think is making sure that you build the confidence to be able to speak to them in an assertive way. And don't take the way that they speak to you, don't take it personally. Just because sometimes men can be aggressive or assertive and that's just how they speak to everyone. And I have learned to not take anything personally and speak to them in just as an assertive way to make sure that they know that I know what I'm doing and
ومن الأمور الطريفة التي تعلمتها هنا هي عدم الابتسام لأي كان في مكان العمل لأنه تصرف غير سائد بين عمال البناء.
One thing that I learned to do when I was working on site to save myself the headache was to stop smiling at people because sometimes I would smile at people and they would just look at me and I realized, oh, I, you know, guys don't really smile at each other randomly and I'm just giving myself a headache by getting annoyed that people don't smile at me. So I just walk around site, I don't smile at people unless they smile at me first. So I feel like some girls might expect construction to be just as friendly as any other workplace, but you sort of have to adjust your attitude when working on site to save yourself the headache of being offended.
وترى هنا أنه من المهم أن يرسم الإنسان الحدود عند بدء أي عمل ويعرف الآخرين عليها كما حدث معها. فقد التقت أشخاصا لم يتعاملوا مع صديق مسلم من قبل، كما وتشجع الشابات المسلمات على العمل في مجال البناء من أجل إحداث طفرة إيجابية لاحتواء المزيد منهن.
The piece of advice I would give is to lay your boundaries down from the beginning. So just like I said, some people don't know that I don't drink alcohol. Some people don't know to not touch Muslim women or, you know, hug them or kiss them. Some people don't know to let you pray or to let you go home early to break your fast. You have to let these people know from the beginning because some of these people have never had a Muslim friend in their life. But overall, I definitely encourage young Muslim women to enter into construction because then the whole industry will make a positive shift and to know how to accommodate more of us.
هذا تقرير من إعداد ربا منصور.
هل تريدون الاستماع إلى المزيد من هذه القصص؟ استمعوا من خلال أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو من أينما تحصلون على البودكاست.